From WGCU News, this is Gulf Coast Live. I'm John Davis. Thanks for joining us. For today's arts edition of the program, we're joined by the Naples-based band Perfect Sequence for a live in-studio performance. The band's high-energy alternative rock sound also blends elements of grunge, sometimes bluesy jazz, and even a touch of synth-pop at times. Perfect Sequence performs regularly at venues around the region between Marco Island and the Tampa Bay area, including upcoming shows this Saturday at Pointy Bell Brewing in Fort Myers, the following Saturday, March 23rd, at American Rock Bar, that's in Deerfield Beach, and on March 30th at the SRQ Music Festival in Northport. The band released its debut EP, The New Beginning, in 2014, a couple years before they actually began performing live shows in the area. Their second EP, Awaken, dropped in 2017. All their music recordings are self-produced, as are the band's high-quality music videos, which have been shot in familiar Southwest Florida locations. Those music videos take advantage of the medium to include engaging and poignant narratives illustrating the often positive and inspiring messages behind their original music compositions. On YouTube, the music videos for their songs Awaken, Us, and Gravity, and Learning to Fall have already garnered more than 174,000 views combined, which is quite a testament to their growing popularity. Perfect Sequence has been featured in the Naples Daily News, and they've reached national audiences through their appearances on both Telemundo and Univision. You can check out their music online through the aforementioned YouTube channel, on Spotify, Amazon Music, iTunes, CD Baby, Reverb Nation, Bandcamp, Apple Music, Google Play, so just about anywhere you can purchase music or stream it online. Joining me now in the WGCU Performance Studio is the founder, lead singer, and guitarist for Perfect Sequence, Caleb Vilka, lead guitarist Todd Sloan, Brandon DuBois on bass and vocals, and Skylar Lapham on drums. Perfect Sequence, welcome to Gulf Coast Live.
Thank you so much for having us.
And as always, I invite listeners to join our conversation. The number to call is 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. And Caleb, since Perfect Sequence is really your brainchild, I wanted to start with you. First of all, tell us about, even before the band, your early introductions to music. Did you grow up in a particularly musical family?
Well, I was actually born in Lima, Peru, and I grew up listening to Barry Manilow and George Michael because my mom listened to it. But okay. I wasn't exposed to rock music until my uncle, her younger brother, came back from the States with a CD, the album Throwing Copper by Live, and I listened to it, and I remember I was five at the time, and I listened to the angst within it and the energy, and I thought, okay, there's got to be more to music that than just soothing and melodic tunes, and there's got to be some sort of element that I haven't been exposed to that I want in on it. And that's pretty much what became my interest in rock music. And then I started like going in my own little journey to pick up on different influences until once I was in high school, I picked up the guitar at age 16 and I started playing with friends.
So guitar was the first instrument you picked up?
It was.
Mm-hmm. And I know that Perfect Sequence kind of started conceptually around 2012. It would be a while before you'd actually put the actual band members together, correct?
Yes, yes. So I always wanted to have a band and be part of a band and it being a brotherhood and just a collective work. But it wasn't as easy back then. So I just decided to start it on my own since I couldn't find members that would, you know, contribute to a collective work from scratch.
Right.
And so I thought, okay, well, let's put a CD just so that we can have something tangible and undeniable that people can, you know, base our sound on. And maybe it'll also help me get the right members on board. And that's exactly what happened. Thankfully, once I released that that debut EP in December of 2014 and released a music video in July of 2015, everybody sort of started gravitating towards the project.
Oh, excellent. And there was a time when you actually took it to New York as well.
I did. It was prior to the insurrection of Perfect Sequence. It was when I was recording demos and trying to put out that debut EP. Honestly, it was with the intention of releasing it up there. But there were a lot of distractions in the big city, in the Big Apple. And I think that that I saw a bright light shining at me in the shape of a solo career. And what I really wanted to do was play in a band, which wasn't as easy to put together in a city where everybody wants to be a solo artist.
Right.
So once I was back here, because life happens, I thought, well, I'm not going to keep my arms crossed. I'm going to release that EP here and make it happen in the Sunshine State.
So tell us about the name Perfect Sequence and I guess how you came up with it and what the meaning behind it is for you.
Well, it's had two meanings. The first time it was supposed to be sort of like a lucky charm. I always go back to the reference of how Forrest Gump named his boat Jenny as a way of having good luck so that he would be able to get shrimp. And I thought, okay, well, I wanted to have a name that is a bit endearing and that has a bit of an elevated meaning so that it can be a lucky charm. And so that's why Perfect came to play. But Sequence was really all about life. And the second, the once I solidified the meaning to it, it's the way I see Perfect Sequence and the way we convey the message of Perfect Sequence and the meaning of the name is, it's a metaphor. It's looking at life, regardless of the adversities and the things that we have to battle through, on a positive outlook, and that's what makes it perfect.
All right. Well, we were having just some last-minute technical stuff at just the beginning of the program, but it looks like we're all set now. So let's go ahead and hear our first song. And Caleb, I'm just going to ask you to tell us the title and maybe tell us a little bit about it by way of introduction.
This is a song about identity, and it's from our debut EP called The New Beginning. The song is called Away From This.
One, two, three, go! Another man, with another and I. all right with you, we're going to continue with the next song. This is about putting yourself in other people's shoes. Just want me gone. But will you forget that you're old? Let me run over, react while you talk to get it back. You're a fool that made me fool. Where you go? Run away to your dreams. You said you're. Wicked is the only way to die. Dreaming high of my foes, and never mind their prolonged souls. Drink away the ugly in this world into a hole. Selfish reasons won't we run. They don't mean to put you down. But if it really is, will you go? Run away into your dreams to say goodbye. But open up your eyes to find awaken is the only way to
guests in the studio today are the band Perfect Sequence, and we just started off there with Away From This, and that's from the debut EP, The New Beginning, and then I think Skylar jumped us right into Awaken, the title track from the latest EP, so I love that. I love whenever I get a two-for-one there. And of course, you can join our conversation with the band as well. Phone lines are open at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. And you had talked, Caleb, about how, you know, putting out that first album before you were really able to put the band together, and that video helped generate some interest. But it also sounds like Craigslist deserves a little credit there, too.
It really does.
You found quite a few of the band members that way. Is that correct?
I think it became this lifestyle of the local artists or part of their lifestyle to, oh, I need to play with someone and I don't have anyone that I can think of off the top of my head. Let's check Craigslist. And that definitely played a big role in recruiting the right members for this to become the collective work that we want it to be. So,
all right, excellent. Yeah. And you know, I know one of the things that your band takes pride in is entirely self-producing. You know, both the music and also the music videos. You know, and I really have to say that the quality of those videos, it really blew me away. I mean,
Thank you.
I'm not responsible for all 174,000 views, but I'm quite a few of them. So I wanted to ask about that whole process. I mean, do you or any of the other band members have any specific background in video production?
Yeah, actually, I wanted to give it to Todd, if you could actually...
Todd, yeah, come on up here.
A little bit of what, you know, your background in videography, you know, before I did. Because I know that Todd, if anything... had been making music videos, not music videos, but videos in general, and experimenting with that prior to me diving into it. So I just
No previous training or anything. Yeah, but I used to dabble in some comedy videos on YouTube back before the band. And I don't know, there's like 50 plus videos we used to do. So I would just edit them my own way, just watching old tutorials on YouTube and stuff like that, and kind of got a grasp on how to do it from there.
Oh, right.
Nothing special, yeah.
So pretty self-taught.
Just from trial and error, yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, and one of the things I love about the videos is it's not just cool shots of the band jumping around. There's like this whole narrative storytelling process to them, and they're just really, really engaging. So I guess I just wanted to start with Awaken. Tell us, for maybe folks who haven't seen it conceptually, what's going on in that video?
I had something in mind to express, and it was I wanted a music video that would maybe convey a ubiquitous spirit of solidarity, and I wanted to make sure that I set examples, that I would show examples of moments, instances where one person can put themselves in other people's shoes, and for the sake of that that spirit, do something, even if it's small, do something for the other person that might be in need, because it may make a difference in their day or in their life. And so the concept was really about us wearing masks and portray these characters of people in need. We have a character who is handicapped and another one who's homeless, somebody else who is battling depression, and another individual who's battling cancer. And in the music video, you can tell that the us that we play, who are not wearing masks, are somewhat oblivious to what they're going through. Mm-hmm. And I think that is, if anything, that is what made the music video what it was, which was just we wanted to shine a light to our power as individuals to make a difference in somebody else's life, regardless of them being loved ones or just complete strangers. There's gestures that we do in the music video that signify solidarity and love towards somebody else, and they're very small. It's like picking up your keychain. If you drop them, I'll pick them up for you. If you're struggling, if you are hungry, why not hand you my bag of chips? If you are struggling and are feeling down, why not drop what I'm doing for at least a minute and just like talk to you and approach you? And if you are battling through something that is difficult to fathom and to comprehend, I think that if I can show a little bit of sympathy by taking away that insecurity about, or that apprehension of helping out too much, I can make a difference in you, because I can make you feel like you're not battling it alone, or at least you don't feel misunderstood through it.
Yeah, I love that line of text, you know, towards the end, an act of kindness can never be too small. I mean, it's such a simple message, but it's such an important one. An amazing job on that video. And the decision to shoot it entirely in downtown Fort Myers.
Yes. Yeah, we wanted to show a scenery that was familiar to our scene and our following. And we've been lucky enough to have a following that has expanded to actually different countries and just the tens of people. But most of the people that come to our shows are in Fort Myers or in Naples or in Cape Coral. And so we wanted to make sure that they would see something that, you know, maybe spot a place where they had their last Coke, or maybe they had their parked their car the other day. And I think that that's something that can almost include them into the music video. You know?
Yeah. I mean, at the same time, though, interest in your band, it seems clearly that it's gone beyond our region. I mean, we're going to talk about the Learning to Fall video in a little bit, but when I looked this morning, I mean, more than 136,000 views. I mean, it's incredible. More than 30,000 views for Awaken, the song, which... Wow. did that happen all at once, or has that been gradual? Is there something?
My bad. I don't know. I think within like the first week that we had released it, I think we amassed like, I want to say at least almost half of 100,000 views. And for me, I mean, I just joined the band. This is the first music video that I was able to be a part of, and the fact that every time I'm looking on YouTube and I'm just seeing like an extra couple thousand views on this video, it's just it's insane.
Wow.
I mean, we've already surpassed Awaken, which before this video was our most watched video. Like more than five times that at this point.
Incredible. Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and hear another song. And again, tell us what we're going to hear. Oh, I'm sorry.
We got a cover for you.
Okay.
And this goes to all our friends and everybody following us and of the same taste of music. This is by a band called Foo Fighters. I hope you guys like it. It's called Everlong. I wonder when I sing.
guys in it, sing with me one more time. Let's go!
Awesome. Oh, that song takes me back. Our studio guest today, a perfect sequence, really just killing it with that cover of Everlong by the Foo Fighters. Thanks so much for playing that one for us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening.
Oh, and of course, listeners, want to remind them, phone lines are open if you want to join our conversation, 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. And I wanted to go back to the music videos a little bit. And specifically the one for your song, Us and Gravity, there's this dedication at the beginning that reads, "For those not willing to give up." Tell us about this video. This was shot entirely in the Naples area.
It was. It was actually shot in the States.
Golden Gate Estates?
Golden Gate Estates. Mm-hmm. And the message is, again, it's dedicated to people who are holding on to and lying on in the hope of working things out. When there's things around us crumbling. And this is almost insinuating a relationship happening and struggling. But it's not limited to just romantics. It's not about romanticism alone, but our bonds with each other. And it is from the angle or the standpoint of someone who is still holding on to and struggling and feeling like it might get to an end, but they're still trying to find a way to get through it together.
Yeah. Towards the end of that video, I noticed there's a scene where you're looking at your cell phone and there's a text message that says, "I miss you too." And it's from someone named Penelope. And I wanted to ask, who's Penelope?
I wasn't expecting this question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I love this. I love this. It was an ex. It was. So the story is, when I came from Peru, I brought one stuffed animal from with me when I came here. I got it when I was 7, and his name was Chai. Okay. And I was in a relationship with someone who also had a stuffed animal, and her name was Penelope, and we ended up like just every time that I would visit, because it was a drive, it was a couple of hours away to visit each other. We would probably always like bring the stuffed animals and just like place them in together, almost like signifying our unity.
Yeah.
And the music video, I think that it was. That part of the music video was in paying respect to what inspired me to make a music video out of that, because it was on my mind when it happened, and I thought that it would be almost like an Easter egg for myself or for maybe people who knew us. But yeah, that's interesting that you caught it. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I didn't mean to startle you with a question, but that was a great story.
it shows part of my humanity. So
yeah. Then I think the latest video you've come out with is for your song "Learning to Fall." This tackles a really heavy topic, and I think you do it in a really graceful way. I mean, I'll just come out and say it. I mean, this is really about someone struggling with suicidal ideations, and I'm wondering why you wanted to approach that in a song.
I feel like at one point or another in everybody's life, we bump into an all-time low, and I actually experienced it recently, just a little over a year ago. It inspired me to speak to this, but the song was written prior to that, and it was actually inspired in a couple of people who I knew. The writing and the way I sing the lyrics are inspired in someone who was very close to me, is very close to me, and it was almost like a conversation towards that person. And the visuals, or the concept of the visuals within the music video, also portrayed something almost like in reference to other people that I knew. I mean, I'm not gonna deny it. I have battled through depression in the past. I don't think that I can imagine fully what it's like to live a life of battling it, and I think that it's worth mentioning it because it's something that that people should be aware that others struggle with, and if we experience it through and we go through it for a couple of months or maybe even a year or a week, then maybe stop thinking and to stop to think what it's like to live a whole life like that. And it's not to undermine anybody who doesn't suffer from it, but it is to say, let's be compassionate with each other. If I want to be there for you through your struggle, that hopefully will pass in a month or within a year, then let's talk together about maybe helping other people that are wake up with it and go to sleep with it.
Yeah, you know, all these songs, that, you know, specifically the ones that you've made these great videos out of, I mean, really such positive messages of, you know, empathy, compassion, helping people, even if it's something small, even if you don't know them. I'm wondering what drives you to write songs that are, I guess, so motivational.
Well, as far as the lyrics go, I think they definitely come from a personal place, and they come from experiences. They come from what I see and what I live. And I think that it's my to-go to in order to connect with other people. And I think that that's something that the guys and I agree with, is we want to connect with people at a human level. It's not as much as, oh, well, let's connect with them through our guitar riffs, or let's connect through them with our loud beats. It's more about connecting with the conversations that we can have within the songs and within the lyrics. And I actually wanted to maybe have Skyler, who happens to be an FGCU student, speak a little into it. He happens to be our drummer, and he's very invested in the messages that we send out to.
Skyler, welcome to the microphone.
Thank you. I'm usually in the back. But yeah, so I'm a psychology student here at FGCU, so of course these topics are very personal to me. I'm studying them for what I want to do. So and of course, who hasn't been touched by somebody who's had these kind of thoughts, these kind of struggles? So we just wanted to let everybody know that, you know, there's people there for you. There's always somebody there that you can reach out to. But going along with this message, I also wanted to announce that on April 14th, we're going to be performing right on the Veterans Pavilion for the CAPS and CLASP departments Out of the Darkness Walk, which is a walk for suicide prevention. So if you or anyone you know is affected by, you know, these kind of thoughts, these kind of emotions, you know, it's a very positive walk. It's a very positive message, and we hope that our music only amplifies that.
Right. And that's April 14th at the Veterans Pavilion here on the FGCU campus?
April 14th, 10 o'clock on the Veterans Pavilion, yes, sir.
All right, excellent. And I know the latest video, it's not out yet, but for your song Chemicals, that's going to be shot here at FGCU, is being shot.
It is. Thankfully, we are gathering people, and we're trying to make sure that we get everybody to come out and support, and especially Skylar's friends.
Yes. So yeah, we're going to be shooting Chemicals all in Northlake. So the pavilion right in front of the boardwalk is where we want to get like a group performance shot. The idea is we want to all be performing there, and then have like however many people show up surround us for like a cool kind of visual type thing. So anybody that wants to be in a music video, it's right there.
All right.
We'll announce the date. Just stay tuned for that. But yeah, if you want to be a part of it, we'd be happy to accommodate.
All right. Excellent. I'm probably going to come out and do that. I want to be in a music video. Well, let's go ahead and hear a fourth song from Perfect Sequence. Tell us again what we're going to hear and give us a little introduction.
So this is dedicated to those not willing to give up and let go. And this is our second music video that we put up from this album. And it's titled Us and Gravity.
We know. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
All right, and that was Us and Gravity, an original song from our guest today, the band Perfect Sequence. You can hear that song on their newest EP, Awaken. And you can also see the video if you subscribe to their YouTube channel. It's a really great video. And Todd, I wanted to bring you back up to the microphone for a moment here, because I know you're kind of the dad of the band. And I just mention it because I always wonder when people have kids and perform music, if you sort of make it a point to, you know, try and raise your own, like, in that musical realm and sort of develop or foster that appreciation for music.
Yeah, definitely. It's pretty cool. My kid is actually a drummer.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. He's actually played in a couple little recitals and whatnot. So he's picking up. He loves these guys to death. He idolizes Caleb, you know. I hope I pass down that musical, you know, tastes that I dig, and it seems like he's liking it, and it might be something he wants to do in the future for sure.
All right. Yeah. And you actually, when you initially joined the band, you were on bass and then moved to guitar.
Right, yeah.
So, multi-instrumentalist here. Tell me about your musical background.
Yeah, I've been playing since, I don't know, I think I was a sophomore in high school. I can't even remember the year. It's been a while. But, I started off on guitar. Guitar is my primary instrument. When I joined these guys, funny story, I actually got into contact with Caleb about being their rhythm guitar player for this band when they were looking.
Mm-hmm.
And only reason I couldn't join is because I didn't really have all the gear I needed. So I kind of just stopped talking to them. And then he ended up calling me back saying, hey, you know what, man, let's just come down and work with what we got and see what we can do, you know. And I completely ghosted him. I don't know what it was, but I think I was embarrassed about the first time contacting him, whatever. I completely ignored him, and then I don't know, it was almost a year later, wasn't it?
I was still struggling. Yeah. Like, man, I can't find members.
Yeah, it was about a year later. I don't know, I was just super upset with life, and my job was just the biggest point of stress in my life, you know, and I was like, I gotta do something, I gotta vent. And I noticed they didn't need a rhythm guitar player anymore, but they were looking for a bass player, and I was like, you know what, I can play on bass, let me just get some stuff and see what I want to do, and fortunately, it worked out. I grabbed the bass. I got a cheap amp, which actually Brendan now owns.
Right.
Yeah. So we're just passing stuff back and forth. And yeah, I went down and tried out, and it was awesome. It was the best decision I've made so far.
Excellent. Yeah. And here we are, 3-4 years later.
Yeah.
And what about you, Brendan? I mean, do you hold the distinction of being the only band member who wasn't initially connected through Craigslist, or is that how you found them too?
Actually, no. So it's interesting. So I've known Skylar here for probably about a year at this point. And you know, back like a year ago, I was just kind of jamming with my friend. He was looking for a drummer, happened to stumble upon Skylar, who was trying to do like a musical project of his own, I think, at the time.
Uh-huh.
But needed, you know, a guitarist and a bassist. So we kind of collaborated a little bit, but I think at that time it was also when he was about to join Perfect Sequence. And so, like, we played with them, I think, once, never again. Fast forward to, I think, September, and he reached out to me. He's like, yeah, you know, I play in this band, Perfect Sequence. You know, we're looking for a bass player. We have music videos out. We have music on Spotify. I was like, wow, like,
yeah.
A lot of pressure to put on me, but it's been an awesome experience. Love playing in this band.
All right. And Skylar, I'm going to ask you to come back up to the mic here, too. And while he's doing that,
there was an earthquake.
Yeah. while he's coming up, Brendan, just
I'm okay.
All right. And tell me about, so you were also a Craigslist connector also, right?
Yeah.
It was percussion kind of your first musical love?
So my dad has been playing guitar for 46 years. So, you know, of course, when I was a kid, I was like, oh, I want to be like my dad. So he got me a guitar. I tried it out. I was, like, too dumb or something. My fingers are too small, one of those things. I couldn't figure it out. So he took me to his band practice one time, and his drummer was like, yo, you want to hop on the drums, give it a little, you know, try it out. And that's just where I fell in love. And I basically just, my dad taught me how to play. So from there, I just listened to my own influences and took what I could from there, and yeah.
All right. Excellent, excellent. And I was reading a Naples Daily News article feature about you guys, and it was written a little while back. But one thing I noticed is it talked about the band kind of getting together and practicing at the grandmother's house, the grandmother of the band's first drummer. And that seems a little odd.
Good story. So, in summary, I was playing guitar with someone who ended up being my drummer for my first band.
Uh-huh.
And when we graduated high school, we had his mom knew that lady who ended up becoming our friend.
Mm-hmm.
She and Jean Smith is her name. She's a phenomenal woman with a lot of experience in like theater and a huge appreciation for music and the arts. And so she ended up seeing that we were struggling to finding a place, and she offered to have us jam there. What happened was that fell through, that project fell through, and then when I found myself in the need of shooting a music video, I was with that drummer who we were friends at the time, and he ended up saying, well, we could always call Jean and see if what happens. And so we reconnected with her in 2015. And then that's when sort of like a friendship started, like a true friendship. And we stayed in touch, and we just, the band started practicing somewhere else. I once we needed to move to a different location, I thought of asking Gene. And at that point, I was no longer playing with the other drummer.
Mm-hmm.
He came back for a bit, and then we practiced there together. But then when we parted ways, Gene was gracious enough to offer to have us still play there. All so right. It's not. She was a friend to all of us,
sure.
Including my ex drummer. But she's like family to us now, and she's
great.
Been very nice.
Nice support. It's like your number one fan, right?
Oh,
there.
She's amazing. Yeah. She cooks for us, and she doesn't let us clean up, and we try, and she gets mad at us, and she's so attentive, and so like we always have to. I mean, we feel like we cannot repay her enough, and we always mention her, and she's a lifesaver. Really, she's like part of the bedrock of Perfect Sequence.
She's the type that like still uses the digital camera and prints out the pictures for us when she goes to our shows. It's really sweet.
Nice. She's amazing. I think that she deserves a lot of credit. It's quite possibly her contribution to our survival has resulted in the exponential growth that we have experienced. Because if we didn't have a place to practice nor a place to shoot music videos as we did for the first and the second one, then we might not be exactly where we're standing in front of you guys.
Oh, all right. Nice story. Well, we are coming close to the end of the hour. We're going to have time for one last song here. But before we say goodbye, I just want to say thanks so much to my guests. We've been joined by members of Southwest Florida's own Perfect Sequence, and we've been hearing from band members Caleb Vilka, Brendan Dubois, Todd Sloan, and Skylar Lapham. And thanks so much again for the music and the conversation today, guys.
Thank you so much.
If you've enjoyed the music you've been treated to today, you can check out Perfect Sequence performing live. This Saturday, they'll be at Pointy Bell Brewing in Fort Myers. The following Saturday, March 23rd, they'll be on the other coast performing at American Rock Bar in Deerfield Beach. And on March 30th, Perfect Sequence performs at the SRQ Music Festival in Northport. You can also check out music videos for their songs, as well as some rather humorous video log entries by following Perfect Sequence on YouTube. And you can stay on top of their upcoming performances by following them on Facebook. You can also check out their music on Spotify, Amazon Music, iTunes, CD Baby, Reverb Nation, Bandcamp, Apple Music, Google Play. So again, just about anywhere you can purchase or stream music online. And if you turned in during our show today and would like to hear it in its entirety, you can tune in tonight at 9 after Radiolab to hear an encore broadcast. Or you can always hear episodes in full on our website, gulfcoastlive.org. Our program today was produced by Rachel Iacovone and yours truly. Our director is Richard Cinqui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm John Davis. This is WGCU-FM Fort Myers 90.1, WMKO Marco Island 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida. Perfect Sequence. Take us out.
That song, everybody, is about battling depression and not being alone. So this
And we have two messages for everybody. One, if you know somebody who needs help, be there for them. And if you are struggling with depression, know that there's someone there. Always someone there for you. This is called Learning to Fall.
Faster as a pressure drowns your chest, cold reminder of your shadows. No one's with you to explain or ease your pain. Slowing down won't make it go away. Fear of a eyes are dark and on the edge. Desperation fills your bedroom. No one seems to feel the way you do, and suddenly you give in. Thoughts of ending on. Don't go. Back up on your own. Don't you go.
Thank you.